A reading from Luke's Gospel. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." The Ascension of Jesus. When he had led them out into the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.
Dear God, like the first disciples after they witnessed Jesus' ascension into heaven, we are continually praising you. We thank you for all the joy you have given us as we strive to follow the example of your Son, Jesus Christ. We rejoice that, although we may not see him with our earthly eyes, Jesus is with us every day, always on hand to help us and support us, to guide us and to admonish us when we do not follow his teaching. We are sorry that we do not always manage to do what we should to play our small part in bringing your kingdom to our community and neighbours. We thank you for all the opportunities you give us to offer your love and kindness to all those we encounter in our daily lives. Help us to see the face of Jesus in all the people we meet today and treat all of them as your beloved children. Grant us too the patience to wait for you to clothe us with the power that your Holy Spirit offers to those who listen to your still small voice. May we turn to you for guidance whenever we may feel uncertain. Whatever we may be suffering, we know that all we need to do is follow in the steps of Jesus, and in the end, all will be well. Help us to remember the words of Jesus that we need not worry about what the future holds, as you will always provide the needs of those who have faith in you. We know that your love and care for every one of us and provide us with whatever we need in order to live our lives as you would have us do. We gather all these and all our prayers in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.